Evening, since we did get a late start. But if you have your Bibles, let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, and verse 57. Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." So if I were to put a title on this, it would be "Thanks Be to God." And I was thinking about this week, you know, and we're gearing up towards Thanksgiving. And it's that date on the calendar that I look forward to more than any other holiday, I suppose. I'm not a fan of just about anything else, but maybe 4th of July, Independence Day, but Thanksgiving Day. I love that holiday. And, you know, it's a day that's been set aside here in this country to remember the pilgrims and to remember the history and all of that. But most of all, to remember to give thanks to our God. It's a unique holiday. Not any other country has a holiday like it. I mean, the Canadians sort of do, but this is a unique American holiday, and I'm thankful for it. But, you know, for those of us who are saved, every day is Thanksgiving Day, really. Paul, as he wrote there, he said, "Thanks be to God." And oh, how we ought to remind folks when we think of Thanksgiving Day that it's not just Thanksgiving, not just thanking our neighbor, not just Thanksgiving Day, but it's thanks to God. And not just any God, but the God of the Bible. Because everything that we have and all that we are is thanks to God. Thanks to God. And as we look at this, there's many things we could say. We won't for time's sake. But here in this text, we find three things in which he wrote there. And I'd like for us to consider it from this passage. And to do that, we need to back up just a little bit. If we begin at verse 54... he says, "So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." The first that we want to think about is giving God the thanks for our victory. That's what we read in our text. But victory for what? Victory for what? Well, that's why we read the rest of it there, because when we look at this, it's why Christianity doesn't make much sense to the rest of the world. You see, there were a lot of disappointments that have happened and troubles and trials starting in 2020, and no doubt there'll be more. And not only were there disappointments and troubles and trials in our life, but there were in their lives too. And so they knew something about this, including death. We've seen death in our lifetimes, death of friends and family and loved ones. But in Christ, we have the victory. There's victory there. You and I, we don't know when we might face death. But I can tell you, even in those times, we have nothing to fear. We have victory in Christ. The songwriter said, "Victory in Jesus." Right there. Paul wrote it. But secondly, We have victory not only over death, but also in life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, in verse 14, "Now thanks be to God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." He says, "Thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ." You see, victory and triumph. We shouldn't walk around defeated. The world is sometimes depressing. Things sometimes don't go our way. Things are gloomy. I tell you, right now, one of the most depressing places to go, and I used to enjoy it, but not anymore, is the grocery store. It's so, and I can tell everybody else feels the same way that I do. You know, people are smug and people are, you know, I mean, it's like double what it used to cost not that long ago. But we have victory in Jesus in this world. By the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, we are enabled to triumph over every circumstance. You know, none of us are starving. I usually try to lay something out from the freezer. And that way we would have opportunity to cook it for supper. Well, this morning I forgot. It used to be, if you rewind back, let's say 2019, if I forgot, we'd go out to eat. You know, no worries. We'll just go to the, we'll stop at McDonald's on the way to church or something like that. But we can't afford that no more. So everybody said, "Well, Dad, what are we going to eat?" I said, "Well, you've got a choice. We can have rice, we can have cereal, or you can have a sandwich, because we ain't affording to eat out. That's just it." But you know what? Praise God, we have something to eat. It may not be what we want. It may not be what you want, but we have something to eat. Right? God is good. God is good. But even if we didn't have anything to eat, God is still good. God is still good. We have victory in Jesus. There's always something to be thankful for. And lastly, let us give thanks to God for the gift of all, the gift of Christ Himself. You see, modern Christianity is after Christ for what He can give us, the material things. Oh, I like Jesus because He gives me this nice house and this beautiful watch and this great car and this wonderful food and all and thank God for all of these things. But what if God didn't give you all of those things? Then what? Right. Yes, praise God for His provisions. But understand something. God said He would provide for us our needs, not our greeds. Okay? And what do we really need? We need Jesus. That's what we need. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, in verse 15. He says, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." Oh, how in the world could we ever put into words the value of this gift? In 1 Peter chapter 1, in 1 Peter chapter 1. In verse 8. Let's start with verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Consider it. The wonder of it all, that Jesus, the very Creator, the Creator of the world, not only stepped out of glory above, but also humbled himself to be like his own creation man, to suffer for your sins and mine on the cross, on that horrible cross. Separation from God the Father in order to deliver us from the just penalty of sin. We have the victory. We can say thanks be to God. President Trump was talking about the price of turkey yesterday. Yeah, the price of turkey has gone up. And all of those things. What a joy it is to know that whatever we sit down to eat on Thanksgiving Day, that if you're saved, you've got all you need. You sit down to a bologna sandwich. You sit down to a bologna sandwich on Thanksgiving Day. As a child of God, you have something to be thankful for. I don't know what the future holds 100%. But I do know this. I do know this. That we have something great to be thankful for. Because in John chapter 3 and verse 16. The scripture says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." That's a beautiful thing, a wonderful thing, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You say, "Preacher, does that mean that we'll live forever?" Well, that's what everlasting life means. That's what he means when he said that we should not perish. Someone said on the radio, and I don't know which radio preacher it was, but I loved this. He said, "If God saved you, and you were only saved for 10 years, you know what that is? That's temporary life. That's not everlasting life. If God saved you and you were only saved for 50 years, and then you lost it, that's not everlasting life. That's temporary life." You see, everlasting means everlasting. Whatever happens to this country, if we fall backwards into a third world type situation, I love big Thanksgiving meals. But if we fall backwards into a third world country where we're like, you remember, I don't even know if they still have those commercials. But you remember when they used to show those African kids and they all they had was a bowl of rice? If we got back into some sort of situation like that, you know what? God is still good and we still have the victory in Jesus Christ. And we still have something to be thankful for because we are victors in Jesus Christ. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we'll bring this to a close. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, not just in some things, not just when the days are sunny, not just when the Republicans are in power, not just when the stock market is good, not just when the refrigerator's full, but in everything, give thanks. God is good on the mountaintop and in the valley, in life and in death. Give thanks. Thanks be to God. Praise His name, for He is good. May God bless you on this Thanksgiving season.